This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That is big time. It's going to be really fascinating to see him go and see how he fares in New York, in the pinstripes, in the biggest of spotlights with a gigantic contract. A guy who's pitched, you know, deep into the playoffs in October the last two seasons, you know, that's something you think about. So I think it's going to be fascinating to see Gerrit Cole in a New York Yankees uniform. His storyline number three, I guess just a roundabout way of saying Anthony Rendon to the Angels. Mike Trout has protection. That was the thing I was most excited about with the Angels as well. We're 3-for-3 so far. The idea of Trout actually having a true blue superstar stud bat with him in the lineup. You know, when Pujols came over, he was a little bit past his prime and obviously has degraded since then. Josh Hamilton came over, was terrible. I mean, every time they've tried to put a legit hitter with Mike Trout, it hasn't worked out. And this time, Anthony Rendon's there. He's the right age. He's damn good. You know, one of the best pure hitters in baseball. Maybe the best pure hitter in baseball, you could argue one of them. And obviously a World Series hero. It's going to be exciting. I'm excited to see Trout have someone, you know, with him in the lineup who can kind of match what he does, and maybe the two of them can really try and carry that lineup. It would be fascinating to see. Certainly a 60-game season if both those guys get hot. And then his fourth storyline is just Mike Trout with an exclamation point. I think we can all get behind that one. Always fun to see Mike Trout play baseball. His number five storyline, the Nationals try to repeat as World Series champions. That is certainly something we will be paying a lot of attention to here in Philadelphia, as obviously we'll see the Nats 10 times. We'll be competing for them for the division and for a wild card. So I think we would all like to not see the Nationals repeat as World Series champions. I did say yesterday, though, I do think the Nationals, look, no one lucked out with pandemic and a 60-game season, obviously. But in terms of grades of who the pandemic helped and hurt from just a purely baseball perspective, I do think the Nationals are one of those teams that they get an advantage from having an extra 3 months to rest after that deep October run. You know, a team that had never gone that deep until October, really stressed their arms, stressed their team to get there and get to the end of a 7-game series, all that type of stuff. I think it's going to be really beneficial for them to have that extra time to rest guys and all that. Maybe just even the playing field, not necessarily like it's a big advantage for them. Just comparatively, I think it was a disadvantage before playing that deep into October and then trying to ratchet it back up. And again, look, that's actually something we don't know. I mean, in this situation with these shortened spring training 60-game seasons, it's really, we have no idea how any of these teams are going to be after a layoff like that. It you know, really, who knows? Maybe certain teams train quicker or train better. Who knows? It's really going to be fascinating. All right, number six. How much will people hate the Astros? This is an interesting one that we've talked about. As obviously, like heading into the before coronavirus, heading into the season, it was the biggest storyline in baseball by far, the biggest storyline in years in baseball, the Astros cheating scandal and the villains that they would be, the true blue baseball villains they would be for the season. We expect them to get thrown at all the time, all that type of stuff. And now, obviously, we don't know if they're going to get thrown at. I mean, that still could theoretically happen, but it definitely feels like the anger from that has softened somewhat. It feels like, you know, I'm sure the players after, you know, kind of this labor battle are more unified as a group instead of, you know, kind of wanting to go after each other, even though the Astros did cheat. It just is muted by the situation, obviously so. So I think it's going to be really interesting. I think we'll all still root against the Astros. I know I will. But they won't have to deal with the visiting fans. I mean, that's a big thing for them, you know, not having to go into all those stadiums and have every freaking stadium they go into be a real hostile crowd, so to speak. They're not going to have to deal with that. Seven is how will the Astros hit? You know, obviously they've been one of the best offensive teams in baseball for a while. It is an interesting question considering, you know, the cheating and stuff, but they had the best average in baseball last year. And there's been no proof that they were cheating last year. I'm sure they were. I mean, in some way or another, maybe in a different form. Who knows? Maybe they weren't because the Major League Baseball asked them to stop or whatever. We don't know, but I'll guess they'll hit. I don't think it was all cheating. I think it certainly helped them, but I still think they've got enough bats there who are good players who, you know, but again, it is interesting. It's going to be interesting to see, like, what kind of effect that had. Storyline number eight, dingers, he says, which, you know, it's just that baseball has got to the point where record home runs last year and all that type of stuff. It is going to be interesting, though, in a season with such a shortened season to see those home run numbers. We talked about that yesterday, like someone leading the league with, like, you know, 20 homers. It's going to be wild. 20 would even be a lot, you know. That's so it's going to be fascinating. Storyline number nine, universal DH. Obviously, I think that's probably number one on the list of real storylines now that we're just looking at the season. We have to dive into it. You know, I feel I'm happy that I'm not going to see pitchers hit this year. And I do think that it is important for this year to preserve people. I think it does make a lot of sense. Number 11, Juan Soto's next level. Another thing in Philly we don't necessarily need to see, but, you know, he just turned 21 in the World Series last year. So, you know, I mean, he's a monster. So he's going to continue to get better, would be my guess. He doesn't look like a 21-year-old. I'll tell you that. He looks like a giant. Look, as a baseball fan, I'm excited to see what Juan Soto can do. As a Phillies fan, obviously not. Same thing with his number 12 storyline, Ronald Acuña Jr.'s encore. Sure. You know, another one that's just punching us in the gut, thinking about a 22-year-old in Atlanta who's going to be a superstar for the next decade. He had 41 homers and 37 steals last year. It was a monster. It is going to be exciting to see what he can do. Obviously, not exciting from a Phillies fan perspective, but baseball, obviously a really amazing young talent, probably the next great player in the game. Pete Alonso, number 13, Pete Alonso and Yordan Alvarez in their sophomore seasons. Again, you know, not excited for Pete Alonso, but it will be interesting to see after the 52-homer season what he does. And I think Yordan Alvarez is just a beast. I mean, he's one of the most scary hitters I've seen in a long time. I think he's going to be just fine. Number 14, Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. Those are two guys who it looks like, you know, will potentially be able to be healthy. So apparently Judge is still battling a stress fracture, so he might not be ready to start the season. That's big. I thought with the layoff he would be. It's going to be interesting to see what happens if they can get out there. We'll see. So I didn't realize, but Schoenfield saying Judge is reportedly still battling a stress fracture in his ribs suffered in September. So that's interesting. Number 15, give it to me, Dave. Bryce Harper's second year in Philly, and I'll add to that Bryce Harper's age 27 season. Let's see what Schoenfield said about it. Said, contrary to what one national pundit opined, Harper did not, quote-unquote, stink his first year with the Phillies. It's also true that Harper will forever play in the shadow of his otherworldly 2015 MVP season. Still, the Phillies have bigger concerns than Harper. That is true. But I think, as you guys know, I think we're seeing a monster season from Harper. A monster in the context of a short season. Number 16, and we've talked about this. This is interesting. The White Sox and Reds, quote-unquote, won the winner. Will it matter? The White Sox getting Yasmani Grandel, Dallas Keuchel, Edwin Encarnacion. I don't know if I call that winning. Not really a huge win, but I think we've talked a lot about the White Sox and their youth and Yoan Moncada and Eloy Jimenez and Luis Robert and seeing how that can go. I think that's going to be really fascinating. His number 17, speaking of which, is Luis Robert. And so he could be one of the top rookies. I think it's going to be interesting to see Luis Robert this season for sure. Number 18, Carlos Rodon and Michael Kopech return from Tommy John surgery. Sticking with the White Sox theme here. Could have stuck with the Phillies a little longer, Dave, but you got three White Sox things you're excited for. Obviously, he's geeked for the White Sox. Sure, you know, Kopech, one of the hardest-throwing minor leaguers in baseball a few years ago, was the main piece of the Chris Sale trade, and it'll be certainly interesting to see Kopech come back. Rodon, of course, I think was the second pick in the draft at one point. How about the other team in Chicago is number 19? You know, Cubs, quiet offseason. We'll see what happens. David Ross replaces Joe Maddon and Maddon of the Angels as number 20. I think David Ross will be a pretty good manager. He's always seemed like that type of guy who sees the game the right way, has a real connection with people and all that. So I think that'll be interesting to see. And I think Maddon and the Angels will be interesting too. You know, give them a real manager out with, you know, Mike Trout and see what happens. Number 21, speaking of the Angels, Shohei Ohtani returning to the mound. I didn't realize he was going to. He says the Angels originally planned to limit Ohtani's innings, and if the season had started on time, we likely wouldn't have seen him pitch until at least May. Preserving innings won't be an issue now. How about that? So that could be pretty exciting. Shohei Ohtani, of course, such a thrilling player to watch with the monster bombs and the 97-mile-per-hour fastball. He's certainly unique. 22, Jacob DeGrom goes for a third straight Cy Young. How about that? You've heard me say it. I think he's the best pitcher in baseball right now, personally. You know, I think Gerrit Cole's amazing. You know, Verlander's still crushing it. There, Scherzer is right there. But if I had to pick one guy to pitch one game for me right now, it's Jacob DeGrom. And look, he's won the Cy Young back-to-back years, I think deservedly so. He is really, it's a bummer he's a Met, because that dude is a outstanding pitcher on a Hall of Fame track, like that type of talent. Number 23, Mets, he says, LOL or you gotta believe. Mets fans always expect the doomsday scenario, and it doesn't help with Noah Syndergaard out for the season. But he says the team added Porcello and Waka and Marcus Stroman and Mats are there. And new manager Luis Rojas, he's leaning towards it. Gotta believe. We'll see. Philly's obviously going to be a main competitor. Mets and Philly's going to be main competitors this year. Is that it's such a tough division, the National League East. And it's going to be interesting to see how the Mets do. I do think, to be honest, I think the Mets lineup's pretty damn good. I like the way it shakes out. I think Pete Alonso is going to be a big part of that if he can, is he for real in year two? Is he for real, for real? We'll see. 24. A lot of NL East love that's not the Phillies, Dave. From Dave Schoenfield in this. I'm a little annoyed, but we'll see how this list continues. Steven Strasburg and Max Scherzer. Fair. Look, they're both great. Strasburg coming off that otherworldly postseason. It's going to be fascinating to see how those guys hold up. You know, those guys are, it's a long run there. And I do think that maybe the extra rest could help. I don't know, but it's going to be interesting. Madison, number 25, Madison Bumgarner and Sedona, red, black, and teal. It will be interesting to see Madison Bumgarner on the Diamondbacks. Just see him on a different team. You know, we only know Madison Bumgarner as a Giant, and we know him as a World Series hero Giant. So it's a real indelible connection between him and that uniform, that team. It's going to be really interesting to see him pitch in Arizona. And obviously going up against the Giants 10 times, that's going to be a lot of fun. Gabe Kapler's Giants. How about that? I would put that on my list of 60, Gabe Kapler and the Giants. 26, are these guys for real? Marcus Semien. Ketel Marte, who was my Diamondbacks when I did my 30 things to get excited about. He was my answer for the Diamondbacks, I think. A fascinating guy to see if he's real. Same thing with Lucas Giolito, who's on this list and was also mine, as was Jorge Soler. We got a lot going on here. Jorge Soler for the Royals. Max Kepler for the Twins, of course. Home run outburst last year. Austin Meadows in Tampa Bay. Shane Bieber, of course, All-Star Game MVP for the Indians. And Mitch Garver, the Twins. Those are guys who all kind of breakout years last year. Will be interesting to see how they fare this season. Number 27, definitely for real, Rafael Devers. Schoenfeld and I, minus his lack of love for the Phillies so far in this article and really for the NL East in general, we are on the same page because Rafael Devers was my reason to get excited about the Red Sox. I said it when I did that show a month ago. Or 20 days ago, whatever it was. I feel like whenever I watch Rafael Devers, he gets a hit. Like I know it's not true, but I feel like every time. He's such a good hitter. It's so impressive. He says for Devers, the most extra base hits in a season by a Boston Red Sox player. Guess what? It's Rafael Devers with 90 extra base hits last year over Tev Williams, over Mookie Betts, Nomar, all this stuff. So pretty wild. And he's only 22 or 23, so Rafael Devers is real. We'll see him this year in this AL East, NL East thing. Dusty Baker takes over the Astros. That's number 28. I think it's going to be very interesting, too, because Baker is 71 years old and has talked a lot about coronavirus and being safe and all that, certainly in the high-risk category. So, we got to be careful with that. But Baker also taking over the team that, the cheating and taking over for A.J. Hinch. That is going to be a really fascinating storyline to watch all season. Number 29, Josh Donaldson to the Twins. That is going to be fascinating. That was my answer, too, with Josh Donaldson, that lineup. They led the league in homers last year. It's going to be fascinating to see them add Donaldson to that lineup. Number 30, speaking of which, can the Twins, A's, Rays do it again? A's and Rays do it again? All these teams are good. And the Twins, as we talked about yesterday, have the benefit of playing the AL Central and a disproportionate amount, worst division in baseball. Rays won 96 games last year. They're just a really good baseball team. I think they're going to be really good again, and that's a problem for the Phillies. And I think the A's are really good, too. The A's have one of the sneaky best lineups in baseball. I think Matt Olson, Marcus Semien, they're good. Matt Chapman, they're Ramon Laureano. They're a good team. I like the A's a lot, and they always find ways to win. So, I think all three of those teams are for real would be my answer to that. Number 31, will we see Wander Franco, the game's top prospect, of course, a Tampa Bay Ray? It's interesting. I don't think we will, but shortened season, you never know if you get some at-bats, but he is a stud, and he will be a star someday. 32, are the Red Sox really rebuilding? That's an interesting one. Chris Sale, Tommy John, Chaim Bloom, trades Mookie Betts away, new stewardship. Look, whatever, rebuilding or not, the team they have right now is pretty good, certainly good enough to compete to a certain degree this season with Devers and Bogarts and Martinez, and they're all right. Pitching could be an issue for sure, but they'll hit. 33, will Cody Bellinger repeat his MVP? 34 is, will Christian Yelich challenge for MVP? If I had to pick one of the two, I would pick Yelich. I think he's a better player than Bellinger. And I think, look, last year he was on his way to the MVP too, got hurt. Who knows if he would have beaten Bellinger or not. I think he was better than Bellinger last year, so I'll take Yelich of the two. 35, oh, yeah, Miguel Cabrera. 37 years old, still trucking. Apparently was in great shape in February and all that, but you know, it's been a while since we saw Miggy dominate. I doubt we will this year. Same with number 36, Albert Pujols. He's only four homers away from tying Willie Mays with 660 for fifth overall, so that's a pretty exciting milestone, but you know, Pujols obviously on the back end. 37, is this the year for Clayton Kershaw? Wouldn't that be something? Kershaw finally gets a ring in the 60-game asterisk type season. That sounds right. You know, sounds right. Dodgers haven't won since 88. 38, is this Justin Turner's final year in LA? We'll see. Not something we're super interested in. Other 2021 free agents, he goes into the list. We know them. JT Realmuto, George Springer, Semien, LeMahieu, Mookie Betts is the biggest one, obviously. So interesting names out there. Bauer, Trevor Bauer, James Paxton, some interesting names. Number 40, Nolan Arenado, Francisco Lindor, and Chris Bryant have all been mentioned in trade rumors. What now? My guess is we're not going to see any big-time players move during the season. I don't know if we'll see a lot of trades, period. I know there's a trade deadline, but trades during a pandemic is tough. We'll see. Padres new uniforms. He said, can it be a storyline when Fernando Tatis is wearing one? Yes, sure. Trio Blue Jays, he says. Bo Bichette, Kevin Biggio, and Vladgero Jr. I mentioned those guys when I was talking about my excitement for the Blue Jays. Certainly Vlad Jr. as well. They're young and talented. It's going to be fun to watch them. Number 43. Again, Schoenfeld mind meld. My number one reason to be excited about the St. Louis Cardinals, Jack Flaherty. Talks, he asked if Flaherty can dominate again. One of the best pitchers in baseball last season, and certainly maybe the best in the second half, other than maybe Gerrit Cole. Young Dodger starters is number 44. Bueller, Urias, May, Gonsolin. They're so deep. They're so talented. So frustrating. His number 45 storyline is comeback players. He's got like guys like Joey Votto, Craig Kimbrell, Edwin Diaz. Okay. 46 is hard hit and shortstop. Sure, there's a lot of shortstop talent in baseball right now. 47, Oakland's rotation, an interesting one with Jesus Luzardo and AJ Puck in there. Frankie Montas coming back. 48's an interesting one. We talked about it yesterday. Will someone hit 400? This would have been higher on the list for me. I don't think we will, but it's possible. You know, that's what's crazy. People have hit 400 over a 60-game stretch before. Again, Chipper Jones did it to start the 2000 season, 408 average over 60 games, 409. Not likely, but possible. His number 49 answer is Luis Arias, who he says will win the AL batting title this year. That's a hell of a bold call. Number 50, he's got the Tigers' top three prospects, Matt Manning, Casey Mize, and Tariq Skubal. Those guys can pitch. I mean, Casey Mize was the first pick in the draft a few years ago. It was a stud. It's going to be interesting to see guys like that. 51, Mackenzie Gore and Luis Patino, the Padres equivalent of those guys. Mackenzie Gore, a high pick a few years ago, really talented. 52, Tyler Glasnow, Blake Snell, and Charlie Morton. That Rays rotation is going to be a lot of fun. They're good, man. The Rays are good. That's not going to be easy for the Phils. 53, which rebuilding team could surprise? Now, that's a really interesting one. Because that we've talked about that a lot. I think there's going to be a team that gets off to a hot start and gets into the playoffs that we never saw coming. It's going to be fascinating. Whenever we actually do our season predictions, I will get to who I think that team will be, because I'm not quite sure yet, but I think it's going to happen. 54, which favorite will disappoint again? Exactly what I said. One of the favorites is not going to make the playoffs. It will happen. 55, who will win the MVP awards? He's going with Mike Trout and Juan Soto. We talked about it yesterday. I'm definitely going with Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper, MVP. Let's go. Not sure about the AL. I guess I'll take that Trout guy. He seems to do pretty well there. Same thing with the Cy Youngs. He says, I'll go way out on a limb and take Gerrit Cole and Jacob DeGrom. DeGrom 3 years in a row? Sure, I'll go for that. I don't think Cole wins it, though. I think Cole maybe not quite as dominant in New York, maybe this season, but I think maybe a slight step back with the pressure and the money, all that. I don't know, though. Gerrit Cole's wired a different way. We'll see. I'll make a final prediction as we get closer to the season. 57, he says, wait, is that rule change about beginning extra innings with a runner on second base actually going to happen? Yeah, it's going to happen. We all hate it. We know we hate it. 58 empty ballparks. I think that's probably the number one thing on the list. No fans. Again, even if you're watching a Marlins game, there might be a few fans there. No fans at all in the stadium is going to be just fascinating. Just fascinating to see. Number 59 is the TV ratings. That'll be interesting, too. It will be interesting to see how much attention the game gets, especially that first week before any other sport is back. That's going to be a fascinating one. His last one, 60, a bit of a morbid, dark end to this, but he says 60, and perhaps the biggest question of all, is Brewers pitcher Brett Anderson tweeted on Monday night, what happens when we all get it? And that's the fear. You know, you hope that it is manageable, where the cases of corona are contained and it never hits too many a team too hard or whatever. But, you know, it is the fear. It's going to be – that is certainly, if you're saying what's the biggest question about the season overall, it's coronavirus and how will that impact the season and when we finish the season. And that's certainly a number one question. But right now there's hope that we will have a season, and that's the most we've had in a while. So we're going to stick to that hope and ride it. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. It's been fun getting excited about the season again. Next week, we will dive into some serious Phillies talk, really get excited about the chance to see the Phillies play baseball again and see Joe Girardi and Bryce Harper, and it's going to be awesome. We'll talk about it. And until then, everyone, have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy. And until Monday, thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.